Chapter 55. When they came into the room, it was as if someone had turned down the volume button. People stopped mid-sentence, mid-laugh, mid-sip, to stare. Nobody wants a train wreck to happen, but no one wants to miss seeing one either. Jesse swore there was an audible gasp. Apparently, the meeting between Jen and Diana had been long anticipated by the locals as well. It reminded Jesse of a classic Western where the young upstart comes into town to challenge the fastest gun. The hush and gasp seemed a little over the top, even for Dallas. But when Jen emerged from the crowd, her hair swept into an updo, wearing a simple cream-colored dress and stilettos, Jesse understood. If the thin straps on Jen's dress hadn't been covered in what seemed to be real diamonds, you might not have been able to tell it from Diana's. Jen walked right up to Diana, squeezed her hands, and kissed her lightly on the cheek. "Welcome to Dallas," she said. "You are beautiful, aren't you?" Jen turned to Jesse, playfully slapping his forearm. "For Christ's sakes, Jesse, did she have to be this good-looking? She does have great taste in clothing." They all laughed and meant it. Then Jen kissed Jesse on the cheek and hugged him tight. He hugged her back, noticing Hale Hunsicker staring at them from across the room as they embraced. When the embrace was at an end, Jesse held his ex at arm's length. "It's good to see you, Jen. Really good." Jen turned back to Diana. "Effusive, isn't he? That's about as talkative as he gets." Jen nodded. "Hey, you too. I'm standing right here." Hale Hunsicker had been as patient as he was going to be, stepping over, taking Jen by her still svelte waist, and pulling her close. "You mind if I join the party?" "Hale, nice to meet you in person," Jesse said, shaking his hand. Neither man let on that they'd done anything more than talk briefly on the phone. "This is Diana Evans." Hale took Diana's hand gently in his. "Pleasure." She said, "Thank you so much for having us. You've got a lovely house, Hale." He opened his mouth to say something, but Jen spoke first. "It's enormous, but so cool." "Come on," Jen said, looping her arm through Diana's. "Let me show it to you." And with that, they were gone.
"That went better than expected," Hale said, shaking his head. "The crowd seems disappointed." "The night is young. And Jen said you barely had a sense of humor."
"I have my moments." "Jen looks wonderful, Hale. She's happy, I can tell. She's never really been happy before. I couldn't make her happy. You seem to agree with her."
Hunsicker smiled in spite of himself. "Thank you, Jesse. This may sound silly, but it means a lot coming from you. I'm proud of my girl. She's taken to her life down here. Couldn't have been easy for her tonight, with all eyes on her, and Diana being so ungodly beautiful and all. She's always had it in her, but I was damned if I could bring it out in her. She was great just now. She wasn't going to give people the show they wanted."
"No, she wasn't, was she? No, sir, she was not."
"Old Jen would have done it just for the buzz and for the audience's attention. I'm glad for her and for you."
"First, there's that little old something about keeping her alive," Hunsicker said, his voice turning chillier. "Heard about that trouble you had up Paradise way."
"Uh-huh.
So?"
"Nothing solid yet. CSU people were first allowed onto the scene of the explosion earlier today. I'm sure Kahan told you it was a mess. Where is your man, anyway?"
Hunsicker made a careless wave of his hand. "Around somewhere, I expect. He's got a lot on his plate this week. Would have, whether Peepers reared his head or not."
Jesse didn't like the sound of that, but was in no position or mood to cause trouble.
"Come on, Jesse," Hunsicker said, casting a mammoth arm over Jesse's shoulder. "Let me introduce you around. You may not be as pretty as Diana, but we'll make do."
As they strolled over to a group of people, one of whom was Chief Pruitt, Jesse complimented Hunsicker on his performance. You didn't give us away when you came over, Jesse said. I'm not so sure. Jen's pretty sly that way. An unpleasant reality was dawning on Jesse. He didn't really know Jen anymore. They'd been apart longer than they had been married, and it had been years since they lived in close proximity. He couldn't quite understand why that realization was accompanied with sadness, but it was. He couldn't deny it, and denial, at least about things disconnected from drinking, wasn't his style. He wondered what would have become of their relationship had Peepers not resurfaced. Would they have drifted even further apart? Would the phone calls have become less frequent? Would they have stopped? Chief Jesse Stone of Paradise, Mass., Hunsicker said. This is Chief Pruitt of the Vineland Park PD and his lovely bride, Emma. Pruitt caught on and made like this was their first meeting. After the introductions to the small group of people, Jesse excused himself and got a drink at the bar. There was another round or two of introductions. These included Hunsicker's parents, siblings, business partners, and neighbors, the owners of the Dallas Cowboys and Mavericks, and the mayors of Vineland Park and Dallas. That done, Jesse found a quiet corner and another black label. Chief Pruitt found Jesse.
Okay, Chief Stone, Pruitt said. It's arranged. You can talk to Belinda Yankton tomorrow. She's back home now, but under a doctor's care. They thought it would be good for her to be in a familiar environment.
What time?
I'll come collect you at 11 in the a.m., all right?
Jesse nodded.
Good. Then I'll take you for some real Texas barbecue for lunch.
Sounds good. They shook hands again as Diana and Jen reappeared, both smiling.